What would some of the common illnesses have been at this time?
In urban settings, which is what I know more about, common illnesses would be diseases such as smallpox, pneumonia, cholera, especially tuberculosis and croup. In rural settings, some of those same diseases were prominent, but others, diphtheria and other sorts of chest infections were prominent, scarlet fever, postpartum fever, diarrhea, those sorts of things.
Oh yes, croup. Even though it was less common in a 19th century rural setting, this is something that James mentions a lot.
16th of February, 1884. Willie is sick in the night. Bad cold, nearly croup. I got up at 4 o'clock a.m.
and are setting up with
children tonight. I think they are a little better. Willie took worse towards morning. We had to steam him with hops that helped him.
Have your kids had croup?
My kids have not had croup. I bet you Bill could speak to that.
Yeah, I think we had that one. Yeah, I always like to hear the new crazy names of things that we've never had. I'm pretty sure we had that one. Checkaroo.
It's when they sort of bark like a seal.
Yeah. I mean, they have a different name for it too, right? They call it, you know, his airways are developing proportionately to the rest of his body instead of croup or something. So it's, you know, they have different terms for
they
all
certainly
these things.
Do. So croup is an old term that we might still be familiar with, even though the name today may have changed. But one of the challenges of investigating the experiences of everyday illnesses and medical care by studying a diary from the 1880s is the imprecision of the language and the change in meaning of terms over time. Also, James, as I said, doesn't give a lot of symptoms or a lot of explanation. Here's an example of a term that stumped me at first.
I went to Sunday school. 37 books brought back. Delbert Young's is very sick, with gathering in his hand. James W. Carpenter, 24th of April, 1881. Mrs. Albert Henry had her plowing bee around home in the afternoon. It was over to Delbert Young's. He is very sick and not expected to live. Set up with Delbert Young's tonight. Polly and I had Christopher Walker's and his wife and Delbert's mother. James W. Carpenter, 30th of April, 1881.
What is gathering in the hand?
A gathering is an accumulation of pus under the skin. So he has a really pussy hand.
Oh dear, poor Delbert. Phil just had that last week and he seems to, he's going to make it.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just joking. All I know is May 1st.
Yeah, he slept all day because he was sitting up with Delbert.
With Delbert.
Okay. There's a lot of going to visit someone who's ill and sitting with them, so they're never left alone.
I mean, I think if the mortality rate was a lot higher and you knew that people die when you don't sit up with your neighbor.
you know? Sit up with your neighbor.
And I guess that community depended on neighbors a lot more than people have to come together in those times, so... So what do you do, like cauterize it or something?
They don't
red
do anything. They
poker?
Put him to
they
bed
don't
and
drain it.
They put him to bed and wait for him to hopefully not die. Delbert Young's does turn up again a few pages later, apparently recovered, and James never remarks on this. So no, despite predating of germ theory understanding and despite the lack of aseptic techniques or antibiotics, this illness doesn't result in death this time.